Choosing not to choose. Culture, history, and the Trainspotting soundtrack with Craig Shufton.
Trainspotting begins with Renton, Sick Boy and Spud terrorising Edinburgh's shoppers and commuters to the tune of Iggy Pop's Lust for Life. As we watch them running from the cops and stopping traffic, Renton recites his manifesto.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a fucking big television. Choose washing machines, cars, compact displays and electrical tin openers.
His words and the words of the song are by now very closely identified with each other, so it comes as something of a surprise to realise that Renton's monologue actually contradicts Iggy's lyric. Renton is handing in his resignation from our world. Iggy is serving notice of his intention to move in. When Iggy sings about his lust for life, he means the life, the house, the car, the big TV. He's fed up with having his life ruled by the permanent need for drugs. He wants to live like everybody else, in a world where he's free to choose. Free choice is one of the things capitalist democracies pride themselves on. We're told every day how lucky we are to be able to choose between a wide range of goods and services, and sometimes even tell ourselves that this represents a form of advocacy or activism, that we can exercise power by deciding which brands we spend our money on as we cruise around the mall. But you don't have to be a junky philosopher like Renton to see that consumer choice is not everything it's cracked up to be. In 1964's One Dimensional Man, Herbert Marcuse argued that real economic freedom would be freedom from the economy. Marcuse proposed a world where we could be free from meaningless choices, where we could choose not to choose. This is one of the reasons why Renton does heroin. Heroin, he insists, immediately frees you from the phony choices and false promises of consumerism. Renton chases junk, and when he gets it, he feels great. Shoppers chase phantoms, the house, the car, the big TV. When they get them, they realise that these things do not give them the satisfaction they were promised. Happiness is always sold separately. This is why nice, normal people scare Renton to death. They're like junkies addicted to something that doesn't exist. They're never, ever satisfied.
There's better things than the needle rents.
These people are always telling Renton that he needs to give up drugs and become a productive member of society.
Choose life.
Get a job, get a career, get a house and a mortgage. But they seem to forget that doing these things doesn't automatically guarantee that you'll become a good human being. And Renton becomes living proof of this later in the film.
Without heroin, I attempted to lead a useful and fulfilling life as a good citizen.
He cleans up, gets a job, moves to London, and immediately becomes even more unlikable than he was as a junkie.
Profit, loss, margins, takeovers, lending, letting, subdividing, cheating, scamming, fragmenting, breaking away.
Who's got the keys to Telegraph Road?
There was no such thing as society, and even if there was, I most certainly had nothing to do with it.
Once a nihilist, always a nihilist. This is what puts the menace in Iggy's voice in Lust for Life. He's being serious and ironic, genuinely resolved to clean up, work hard and make money, but very quick to dispel the idea that this automatically makes him a nice guy. Far from it. In an interview with Tony Wilson in 1977, Iggy explains why he's decided to rejoin the human race, and we immediately wish that he hadn't.
The only reason I'm doing this is to get my face on more screens, to get my name in more papers and more print, and to expand my fame, and also to increase my financial power.
Choosing not to choose.